Hey, I'm Simon Muncy, and this is the Life Together podcast. So despite last time walking through Central Park to record the episode of Life Together, I am now back in the boathouse, back into the normal throes of life. The clocks have changed, it feels dark in the evenings, and it feels like we are well and truly into autumn. But that also means that we've got things like our Alpha course starting, we've got a whole bunch of people signed up to do our Get On Board course, and things are happening. So in this short episode, I wanted to let you know about a couple of things, one of which is the wonderful Nathan Guy, a little interview with him to find out more about what his role is going to entail, and also some exciting things that are happening in some of the local schools with some of our young people who are responding in faith, responding in obedience to what God's calling them to do and starting some exciting things. So strap in. So I am here with Nathan Guy, the wonderful Nathan Guy.
Hi.
Who is going to be, well, who is in fact, our latest recruit to the Life Church Southampton staff team. Yeah. Looking forward to working with you. So we're starting at the start of November. Do you want to just share with us what you're going to be doing?
Yeah, so we have a growing church, and a significant number of those who are part of our church are young people.
Loads of them.
Children and teenagers make up a big proportion of our church, which is a great joy and really a sign, I guess, of just the amazing work that's happening with our children and youth ministries. And so with like the growing numbers of children and youth, we're just recognizing the impact that has on capacity and resourcing. And we want to release our children and youth ministry leaders and teams to continue doing the brilliant job that they're doing. Yeah. And so to help with that, I'm going to be the children's and youth coordinator, which will be really a role to support these ministry leaders and teams do the excellent work that they're doing, particularly with a administration operations kind of hat on, I guess. So yeah, that's going to be half my time.
Yeah,
in November.
And exciting. And like, and I think, you know, if I could have chosen anybody with like the skills and the talents and things like that, you've done some theological training, like that was your degree, right? And then spent time working as a youth worker at a church in London. And then you've spent the last, how many years? 5 years?
5, 6 years, yeah.
Working in primary schools, like initially training and then as a teacher. Like you tick a lot of boxes, right? And I'm genuinely grateful to God for the provision that he's made in you. But it's not just been like, well, of course, right? There's been a faith step in this as well for you.
Yes.
And also for us as a church, because we initially said, right, well, we will need a children and youth coordinator as a part-time role. But then because of what you bring and the role that you play in the church, actually, we've decided to make that a full-time role. So like you said, that's only going to be half the time. What's the other half actually going to look like?
Yeah, so I'll officially be a staff elder, which is quite a vague title. But what it will involve is kind of four things. Firstly, I'll be supporting you in your role.
And we all know I need a lot of support, right? That's the reality. It's good.
The second part will be to support James in his role from an operations kind of point of view. And then thirdly, I'll be giving some time to the worship ministry at Life Church.
Which is something that you've done like outside of teaching, which is a busy job, right?
Yes.
And you've done a fantastic job at that. Like you and Chris Reynolds and Anna Vale, who lead that worship kind of core team, have done a brilliant, brilliant job. You serve us so well, but actually releasing some capacity will help to help that ministry to flourish.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll have some time for that, which will be brilliant. And then lastly, I will be supporting with the preaching and teaching as well. For the church. And there's even just some talks happening at the moment with King Edward School about ways we can possibly support them and how I can play my part in that as well, which is exciting.
Really exciting. And so if there was something that we could pray for you, like in this initial bit, other than obviously just working with me, what would be on your heart for that? How can people help you in that way?
I think settling into work would be the thing. I've just been not working recently, and it's been a difficult time. And so I think I'd appreciate prayer that I'm able to, I guess, ease back in to working life and what that's like. And I'm just predicting that there'll be some challenges there.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to take that, aren't we? You know, we talked about this, but take it as slow as we need to and make sure that you're in a healthy place, and that because healthy people in their jobs actually do the best job. And so, yeah, looking forward to all that you're going to bring to the team and being here at the Boathouse, working with us. And so, yeah, if you see Nathan around at church or in other parts of life, just why don't take the opportunity to encourage him? We're told in Scripture to spur one another on toward love and good deeds, and to take every opportunity to encourage one another. And so, yeah, particularly even with your kids as well, make sure that your kids are introduced to Nathan at church on a Sunday. And we look forward to all that God's going to do. Thanks.
No worries.
So I am here at Life Church on a Thursday night with our youth, who are making an absolute carnage in there. I nearly got hit with a croquet mallet and I have had some sweets. But I'm here with some brilliant young men from our church. So do you want to just introduce yourselves?
I'm Elliot. I'm in year 11. I'm Sam, and I'm in year 9. And I'm Barney. I'm in year 8.
Amazing. And Elliot, do you want to just tell us what you just told me, which is brand new news to me, like 20 minutes ago?
Oh, okay. So I'm starting a Christian union at my school.
Amazing. And what made you want to do that?
So I saw the others were starting Youth Alpha, and I was like, where do they go next? So I thought it would be quite nice to start up a Christian union, and they didn't have any at school.
Yeah, that's amazing. And so you're this will be your last year at school, right? So an amazing legacy to leave the Elliot Christian Union name, or maybe call it a different name. So you're inspired, in fact, by your younger brother. So do you want to just pass it over to Sam for a sec? So Sam, tell us a little bit about what you were thinking.
So we're starting a Youth Alpha at our school on Monday lunchtimes.
Amazing.
And we've talked to a teacher to ask for a room, and he'll be there in the room to help us with it.
Amazing. And then just pass it over to Barney for a sec. So Barney, what are you hoping for with Youth Alpha? And is there maybe something that we could pray for?
We're just hoping that people learn more about God, because currently our school is not very religious. There are like some people here and there, but we just want people to know more about him.
Amazing. And we can definitely pray for that. Just pass it back to Elliot for a sec, because Elliot, you were actually saying something along those lines, like you thought there weren't many Christians in your school, but then since you started like talking about a Christian union, what have you found out?
So I haven't even started the Christian union yet. I've set it all up and stuff, but I've just been talking about it with some classmates, who, without knowing for 4 years or 5 years that they were Christian, I found out they were. And this has happened to maybe 4 people.
Yeah, that's incredible, isn't it? And you just think, you know, who knows what God might do through something like this. So we have incredible people in our church. And you guys, as usual, our Life Church youth, are leading the way. So we can be praying for you. We'll be praying that people come along to Youth Alpha. We'll be praying that people then get stuck into Christian Union and find out who Jesus is.
Yeah.
I'll let you get back to eating sweets and playing games. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
So one bit that we forgot is an incredible part of this story, right? So Ella, tell us what happened with your teacher.
So my teacher was talking to another teacher about how they'd love for there to be a Christian presence in the school. And then the weekend came along and they stopped talking about it. So I emailed my teacher asking for the Christian Union, and he felt compelled to look at his messages during the weekend, even though he never does that at all. And he found my email asking him about a Christian Union, and I just feel God moved in that.
Absolutely. Amazing. Very, very cool. Thanks, Elliot. And yeah, we're praying for you. Isn't it amazing to hear all the things that God is doing, particularly amongst our young people? But I'd love you to be thinking about whether there's things that God is calling you to be involved with too. If you've got a story or something that you think, I'd love the church to hear about this, actually. This is an amazing thing that God's been doing. You can email lifestories@lifesouthampton.org, lifestories@lifesouthampton.org. And this will be a way that we can hear some of the things that are going on, because it increasingly gets difficult, the more of us there are on Sundays, to hear these things coming through. And we can share those in all the different appropriate ways. But I encourage you to be thinking and praying about who it is that maybe God would be calling you to invite along to something this Christmas time, maybe. So we're going to have all sorts of events. We've got things like the karaoke, singing carols at the Belmore. We've got our carol service on the 14th of December. We're going to have, obviously, our Christmas choir there. There's going to be all sorts of opportunities for you to invite friends and colleagues and neighbours and family. So why not ask God, who is it that actually you're giving me an open door with to just have a conversation, and pray that you will have the boldness and the courage, like Sam and Barney and Elliot, to take that step and say, yeah, come on, then I'll ask the question. I'll start the thing. I'll follow what God is calling me to do. And I will see you on the next Life Together.